It's a beautiful day for a ball game, for a ball game today.
No!
Hey, Kamish.
No, it's the baseball show. Every year we sit down with a couple of experts in the Chicago baseball scene. Lou, why don't you introduce the Cub expert for us?
Kurt.
And Kurt is Kurt St. Cub, Kurt Martucci. I always mispronounce it, don't I, Kurt?
I thought I was.
Yes, you do always mispronounce it, and it's Excuse been me. The story of my life.
I thought I was introducing,
school.
And we introduced Kurt.
And on the Sox side, the South Side demon, the man of the town, Mr. Louis DePhillips. Lou?
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. So basically, we're going to start off by just saying what you think the teams are going to do this year. We'll start out with Kurt St. Cub and then Mr. Louis DePhillips. Go ahead.
Okay, this year we will not have as many wins as last year. The Cubs, we will not.
Okay.
The Cubs will have 89 wins. They will take the division. They will beat Pittsburgh by two games. Pittsburgh will take the wild card. St. Louis finishes third, 83 wins, and is not in the playoffs.
Very specific, really.
That is very specific. I was not prepared for that. I feel like the Sox are actually going to... They might actually compete. I'm not as down as I'm as... I was last year. I was not happy about Adam LaRoche signing last year, and I was proven right about that. I feel like the Sox will, if their pitching can maintain, they'll probably finish in second place, second wild card spot for the Chicago White Sox this year.
One game playoff
for the White Sox this year.
Very good. Lou, the first question to either Kurt or Louie. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to direct my first question to... the World Series winner, White Sox representative today, that would be Louis DePhillips. Pitching. You had mentioned in your opening comment how you were worried about the White Sox pitching. Recent article in today's Sun-Times mentioned that. Danks, the bottom of the lineup, Danks and whoever the other guy is not going to last that long, probably.
Three, four, or five.
Yeah, well, four or five, you know, whatever it is. It doesn't matter because he's not going to be here in March. How do you think the bottom of the lineup is going to do?
One through three should be solid. I have no problems with Sale and Quintana. And actually, I like Carlos Rendon. He's a good rookie or a second-year guy now. He'll be fine. Matt Latos, let me tell you, I'm not excited about that. I am not excited about Matt. I am not excited about Matt Latos.
Are you Latos intolerant?
Yeah, I am Latos intolerant. Matt Latos has had a rough spring. We'll see if he can bounce back from, I believe, two separate Tommy John surgeries in a row. And John Danks, well, I've never been a big John Danks fan. He makes $15 million a year, and we lost Mark Burley because of him. Bottom of the rotation might be a little rough, but the bullpen's okay, so that should make up for a little bit of that.
All right.
And then, speaking of pitching, Kurt.
Yes.
How about the top of the lineup?
Top of the lineup, one, two, three.
Jake Arrieta last year.
Arriola.
You know, what do you think? Is he going to get 18 wins this year?
Arrieta, 18. Lackey, Lester, 15 each. Are 3 and 4.
Wow.
12 each.
You're only saying they're going to win 89?
Bold statement.
All right, Kamish.
All right, this is a psychological question. And I'm always fascinated by the psychology of the Chicago Cubs. They're one of the most popular teams in baseball. What do you think the expectation, where is that expectation level gone because of nearly getting to the World Series last year? And isn't it just winning a championship, would anything ever change?
This could be a long one. You want to go to the bar for a shot?
Well, I think the expectation level this year is increased. The fans are expecting more than what we had last year. They're expecting more wins. They're expecting the World Series, which is going to be Cubs over Houston.
Do they have that expectation, though, or do they really?
The fans, yeah. The Cubs, yeah.
All right.
The expectation's there. They're another year older. They're another year wiser. Right. Are they necessarily another year better? There's going to be some questions in the lineup, and those questions are going to be the fielding abilities of some of our second-year guys. Schwarber in left, he made some god-awful errors against New York, where he even stood up, yelled at the fans in the bleachers when he was dropping balls in front of them. He's going to be a question mark. We have Addison Russell playing his first full major league season at shortstop, a tough position.
So your contention is they do care about this expectation is, will there be any downside though if they don't make it, or is it just going to be the happy atmosphere?
There will not be a downside. Yeah. Oh, last year was different than any other year. Any other time we went to the playoffs and lost, the feeling was, oh shit, when are we going to get here again?
All right.
Because, you know, the team was usually signed with veterans. People aren't going to be out. But we know this team is built to stay together, to last.
All right.
The expectation, Lou, it's there.
You're mocking me.
No. Go ahead. He's mocking me like he always does.
Cub guy.
Yes.
All right.
I mean,
Madden. You know, probably the smartest baseball pick that Epstein will ever make in his entire baseball career.
Yeah, nice. Along with Anthony Rizzo.
No.
Who he drafted also.
No. Madden. All right. I'm not going to question you. You're off. You're on probation.
Okay.
All right. No, seriously. I love what he's doing in spring training as far as trying to keep it loosey-goosey.
Yes.
And one of the things that I love about Madden is his coaching style, where I don't think a coach knows what lineup he's going to... Well, let's put it the other way. I don't think Madden knows what lineup he's going to have until the day of the game.
Exactly.
Do you think that strategy will prevail again this year, and do you agree with it?
I think it will prevail again this year. Because it gives them different options. It gives them more of a chance to give players a day off. We have depth on the bench, gives them a chance to use that depth. Is it going to prevail? Hell yeah, it's going to prevail.
All right.
The players enjoy it also.
All right.
I mean, look what did to Starlin Castro. He'll break him out of a rut at the end of the year.
Again.
It works. The mad scientist in action.
This is another psychology question.
That wasn't Mrs.
question.
Castro? Go ahead.
Big expectations up there on your side.
Is it difficult to be a Sox fan when the Cubs are winning like last year and you guys are in the tank?
Okay. Last year, not as much as most other years.
Oh, wow.
I will say that.
Wow.
Last year, not as much as most other years because last year, it wasn't as expected. If they do something this year, it's going to be a little bit more hard to digest. I ain't going to lie. I mean, last year it was fun for them.
Heaven forbid a dynasty.
Right. Oh, God.
Heaven forbid.
I'll move out of the state. Fine. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't as hard last year because I feel like the only time it got hard last year was when everybody got to, when the Cubs got to the playoffs.
Right.
And everybody was telling me, I'm from Chicago, and I had to root for the Cubs.
Right, you told me that last year.
And I literally just, at that point in time, I was like, you know what? Five more people tell me it, I will put on a Mets cap, and I will root so freaking hard for the goddamn Mets that you won't never want to see me ever again.
I will agree with you on that. 2005, everyone's like, well, why aren't you rooting for the White Sox? Because I'm a freaking Cub fan.
And what I said at playoff time last year was, I'm not rooting against the Cubs. That's as good as you're going to get it.
Exactly.
I'm not rooting against your team.
All right.
Luke. You cannot expect fans on either side to all of a sudden jump ship because the team is from Chicago and everyone should be a Chicago fan.
So then in other words, then, if we have a repeat of last year, would the White Sox be the Mets of the Midwest? Mom.
Mets of Midwest.
Mets of Midwest.
I mean, I think you should ask him that. I don't know. Like, if the Sox are there, I don't know. I mean, we're not expected to do anything.
You know, I expect the Sox to do well.
How? How? Look at their depth chart. You know what's deeper than their depth and with their players? A kiddie pool is deeper than their depth.
I expect them to do well because nobody expects them to do well.
One injury screws up their entire
depth
chart.
All right, let's get to another question. This is for both of you.
All right.
Besides pitching and timely hitting and all the mechanics.
All the things that you need to win.
What is the X factor besides that? That will make these teams, for your prediction to come true, they get the first playoff slot, and your prediction to come true, they win the division.
I feel like defense is going to have to be key for the Sox this year.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to catch the ball. Kansas City went to back-to-back World Series by playing great defense and hitting some timely baseball. I mean, so the defense has got to be exponentially better than it was last year. I think we were 30th in the league in defense last year.
Would have been 32nd if, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it's got to be defense. And we have upgraded second and third base, which should help out.
Your X factor, sir.
X factor farm system.
Ooh, throwing the farm system down. I'm impressed.
Look for a catcher to be brought up.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just say his name. You know you want him. What's his name?
Yeah, because
Hernandez? Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you think, Lou?
Which Hernandez?
It's not a Molina.
The Hispanic one.
I always thought Hispanic catchers had to be Peñas. Now, what's going on with this? How did the Hernandez get in?
Well, they come off the same family tree.
Right. Oh, okay. I think they're cousins.
Yeah.
I'll be editing that part. So, you know, are you guys ready to wrap this up? Or you have any other questions, Lou?
Not they won't get edited.
So, Kurt wanted to offer something, and then we'll let you rebut or offer one last comment. You wanted to offer something that we don't know for 2016 or just in general?
Oh, 2016.
All right.
Kyle Schwarber will be traded to an AL West Coast team for pitching.
Okay. Your prediction, sir.
You know what, I'm going to, not a big limb, but I'm going to say Chris Sale wins the Cy Young this year.
Woo! Lou, you have anything to offer before we end this baseball show?
Murphy's Bleachers hot dogs will still be outstanding.
All right. So on three, give us a big outstanding. 1, 2, 3.
Outstanding!
Go Bears!
This is a Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Ball Replacement Service. When your horse hide needs stitching, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou balls you!